But when we discover our spiritual gifts, it's not about us, people. It's about reaching others for Christ. It's about feeding those who are hell-bound. I wish I could pull out my phone right now and show you a text I got this morning. I wish I could. I can't. But I can tell you a little bit about what it said. We had somebody that in this church last night for 3 hours contemplate suicide. 3 hours. And I got the message middle of the night. And you know what? We can help these people. That's all I want to say. But if you guys see me only taking care of the eye chair, we're never going to grow. And if I only see you taking care of the eye chair, we're never going to reach those people that are out, if you were here last week, in the sun, hellbound, because we're taking care of our own people in the shade, where it's nice, where we're already full. Amen? We've got to get out, people, and reach those people that are going to hell. We've got to give those people a sample of the bread of life. The eye chair just can't. You know, if I was to sit in there, my feet wouldn't touch the ground. I couldn't exercise. I'd get real fat, and I would depend on everybody to feed me. We don't want that. I want you to get fat, but I want you to exercise. I want you to get fat with the word, but I want you to go teach somebody and give somebody else a sample of the bread of life. Because you might touch their life, and maybe that person last night, if one of us would have stepped up, if God nudged us, I talked about the nudge last week, to go do something for that person. Maybe last night for 3 hours, they wouldn't have been where they were. It's out there, people. It's rough out there. The eye chair or the high chair, okay? Feed me, feed me, feed me. I want to go deep. I want to do this. I want to do that. But a leadership principle I've learned over the last couple of years is this. Never only appease the eye chair, people, or we'll never grow. Discover who you are and help with that to grow other people. Talk to the chairs. Build believers. Seek the sinner. Push away and use the fuel of the bread of life to go help one other. That's fuel. When you're eating that, that's fuel for you to push away and go help other people. So, the church should be in a constant state of expansion through the exercise of God's Word. All right. Now, I want you to take your list. I want you to look at that. Study that. I would like it this time, I want to share three things and we're going to break them into groups. If you look on the bottom, it says support, service, and sign gifts. I tried to break this up to make it real easy. I want you to break up in about tens in just a minute. A group of about 10 people around you, and it could be people you don't know. And I want you to talk about and share with each other some of these gifts. Now, I've asked Stacy if you'll, and Dan, and Jim, and Harold, and John, if you guys are around, the deacons and some of the elders that are here. I can't see everybody. Ed's here, another deacon. But anyway, me, I'm here. I want you to break up into groups, and maybe you have a question. Hey, Pastor, what's exhortation? Or hey, what's healing? Or what's, you know, what are these? What do they mean? Ask us and we'll help you. We're going to wander around and kind of fellowship together with you. But I want you to look at this and I want you to see if you have the support, service, or a sign gift. And I want to know what that is over the next 2 weeks. I'm not going to give you a test. I have a test I can give you and I can tell you where to go, lifeway.com. They give a great spiritual gift test, but I don't want to give that out. I want you to ask God, God, I want to discover my gift. God, I want to, after I discover, develop that gift to build the church and deploy that to reach people for Christ. All right? So, everybody look around. Try to get in like tens. I do that because pretty soon we're going to have groups of tens in small groups at homes. And you're going to be going through stuff like this and growing and developing together and having Bible studies. That's the only way we're going to get those people that are outside in the heat, hellbound. We got to come together and pray for those people and go get them. So everybody stand up, if you will. Kind of find a little group, get together. Some of you deacons and elders and staff, if you'll wander around and just kind of listen, help people out. Wander, yeah. Find somebody you don't know and find out who they are. How are you doing?
All right.
Oh, good, 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 good.
I just figured I would let you know that we'd went through this existing at the old.
Randy, okay, I got it. Hey, guys, again, let me tell you what we're doing. I want you to take your discovering who you are, spiritual gifts, get into a group of about 10, like I see a lot of groups here, and I want you to talk about support, service, and sign gifts. I would like for you to read the scriptures. There's four scriptures that we expound on. Romans 12, 1 Corinthians, Ephesians, and 1 Peter. I believe that that's the scriptures I want you to focus on, and just expound on those and look at these gifts. I've given them to you in where they're found and the word for them. But just talk amongst each other and say, like I just met my friend here that said, hey, I have the gift. She's taken the test, and she has a gift of teaching kindergartners. And I'm like, praise the Lord, because I could never do that. You don't want me teaching your kindergartner. They'll come out.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. They'll be going, we had an exegetical, they don't want me. They want Barney, you know. And I don't know Barney. All right. So that's, I want you to share with each other what God is doing in your life. Discover who you are. And then with that, let's develop that together and then deploy it. Does that make sense? Got it? Yeah, there you go.
I'll join in on this.
Yeah, come right in here.
Wait, I spilled water on you.
Oh, that's right. I'll come right here.
Yeah.
But I had, everybody was telling me last week it was too long. So I thought I would.
I understand it.
Yeah. No, I know. I know. Okay. You guys kind of wrap up maybe in the next 2 minutes, and then I'm going to share a quick word, and then we're going to be done early. I want you guys to fellowship together at the end. Break up the time that way. I know this is a long time. But try to wrap up in the next minute or two. Okay, let me share a couple quick verses with you, just real fast. I want you guys, if you will, write these down on your paper. Kind of the verses of the week. If I could give you homework, this is what it would be. Two verses I really want you to focus on. 2 Timothy, let's go with 1:6. 2 Timothy 1:6 says, "For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God." Now, the Greek for that means ignite. Ignite. "For this reason, I remind you to ignite the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands," says Paul to Timothy. When Christ came into you, He gave you a gift. I'm asking you to ignite that gift. If it's administration, ignite that gift and administer. If it's teaching, whatever it may be. And then the second one I want you to memorize, if you will, and I know that's asking a lot to have people memorize Scripture, but I'll tell you what, change your life. I want you to look at 1 Peter 4, verse 10. The Bible says, "As each has received." It doesn't say some of you, or just in case you might get it, it says you have received it when you received Jesus Christ. "Each of you has received a gift. Use it to serve one another as good stewards of what God's given you," or God's grace. If you have a gift, number one, you don't know what it is, you're probably not using it. But now that we've discovered, we're going to work through and figure that out. We're going to use it to serve others. And that others is to serve that hell-bound person that's going to walk in our doors today. Use your gift to do that. Now, next week I'm going to have a board in here, and you're going to see all the places you can serve at this church. There's so many things you can do. It's unbelievable. Everything from the parking lot all the way in here, all the way in here. There's places to serve everywhere in this church. You know, I already found me a teacher for kindergarten. I'm all excited. All right? Like, Shannon's over there, and she doesn't even know how excited she is. And I'm telling you, see that baptismal right there? I need somebody to help me. I'm just going to be real transparent with you right now. If I was baptizing my wife today, I would forget her name as soon as she got in that water. That's just who I am. I need somebody to help me on baptism. Say, "Billy, here's Lisa. She's your wife." Okay, thank you. I'm just that dumb. I don't know what to say. I can memorize, I've almost got the New Testament memorized, but I can't remember your name. I can't remember Lisa. I used to write it, when we first started, I used to write your name in little letters, you know, but now I can't see. So I need someone, you know, Don't tell her. But I need somebody that wants to help me every week with baptisms or whatever. You know, there's so much to do. It's unbelievable. And so find your gift and use that with me and help us. Help us to build that. Now, as you saw, I broke you up into groups. Start thinking about the group that you want to belong in as we start kicking off in the next month, small groups during the week to study God's Word. We'll have curriculum for you, and we'll go through books, and we'll have fun with that. I want you guys to be on fire and ignited. Remember that word, ignited with your gift for Christ. All right? Well, thank you guys for being here today. It's going to be a fun day. It's going to be a fun sermon. Somebody's using their gift of, you know, helping exhortation right there. Somebody made us a neat little thing right there. All right? So, I heard one question throughout, and then we'll finish. In about three of the groups that I walked around, everybody had the question of tongues. Let me give you my interpretation of what tongues is, okay? Just so you know. Just so you know where Billy's at. My interpretation of tongues is this. I use three words for every spiritual gift. It's to profit all. To profit all. To profit all. I always think to profit all whenever I'm in any kind of thing. So, tongues is like this. If five Russian Jews walked in the door, and they sat down right there behind Ed, and they spoke no English, only Russian Jew, tongues would be at the point where I either would speak and they would understand me in their language, or I would supernaturally change my language and be speaking Russian Jew, or Ed would supernaturally interpret what I'm saying to Russian Jew, and they would understand me. It's got to profit all. Or they would come in, and I would speak their language, but then Jim would interpret to you in English what I'm saying. He would be supernaturally blessed to interpret. So, to profit all. Tongues only are tongues if it's interpreted and if it's to profit all. So if I came in here and somebody stood up and said, bought a Honda, won a Yamaha, we're going to throw them on their Kawasaki and get them out of here. Amen. Amen? I'm trying to be nice and gentle. You know what I'm trying to say? Bought a Honda, won a Yamaha. I'm looking for Stacy, Dr. Smith. What is it? Yeah, bought a Honda, should have bought a Hyundai, or whatever. It's got to profit all in the edification of Jesus Christ and not you. Paul says that over and over and over. So, yes, I do believe in tongues when it's edifying Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, and people are coming to Christ because of it. No, I do not believe it if someone just stands up and babbles, bought a Honda, won a Yamaha. I just don't think that's right. All right, did that answer your question? Yes, I think it's real. I saw it myself in Ecuador. When I was in the Xochitlan tribe down on the Amazon River, I preached to them and they understood me in their language. And the people I took understood me in our language. The second day I preached to them, they didn't understand me. An interpreter stood up. They got me. And the people that I was preaching to that I took with me that were Americans understood me. It profited all. And we baptized the tribe and led many to Christ. That was just one. I'll pick one or two out every week and we'll talk about them. All right? I want you guys to know you're loved and prayed for every day, every week, all the time. We really do love you here. But we want to help you to develop and deploy your gift. Because people, outside these doors, there's so many hellbound people today, it's unbelievable. We see all these kids in the news getting taken and all that. I mean, it's just bad. But you have the bread of life, the Word of God. Bring them to the table so that we can feed them. Give them a sample as you're nudged. Bring them here, as many of you do. And let's go get them. Joyce. Yes. Uh-huh. Sure. Okay. That's prophecy, too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. Praise the Lord for that. With diet-driven people. That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. Or teach love. That's right. You've been listening to all my sermons.